Klopp's Angels roll Man City's stone away to reach their first FA Cup semi-final in 10 years. Arsenal on a holy month by not acquiring any points since the new moon. And the oil in Sean Dyche's lamp has finally run out. This is In Airplane Repair.
Very good. You haven't lost it.
Thank you. Although I think the last one is actually like a, I don't think it's a Passover, the lamp.
Well, it's like that song we sung in primary school about keep my oil in my lamp, in my lamp, yeah. Keep me burning.
Yeah, I was
give,
going
give
for
me oil in my lamp.
I was going for an Easter.
Yeah,
Ramadan,
I don't know if that is Easter.
Passover, because it's the first time that all three.
It's the big three.
Coincide for like 30 years. On the same week, and I—is that Hanukkah? Where the, you know, the lamp like burned for a long time.
I thought that, yeah. Is that the Christmas one?
either way,
and is it candles, not a lamp?
No, there's definitely a lamp.
There's a lamp
that like the oil doesn't run out or something. Jewish listeners, you can tweet us.
Is that how we're opening the show?
At Pilot Bundits.
What was the, what
is,
was
that,
the
is that a Jewish reference? Right,
what was the Ramadan reference you had?
Well,
was that Arsenal?
Arsenal haven't not had any points in the month of Ramadan, so it was like they're fasting.
Oh, they've been on a point fast.
Yeah, they didn't quite work. But either way, okay. You're listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited, and unavailable podcast in all of the Holy Land. Joining me today to discuss a whole 9 months of football since we last did a pod. The only one of us who's coached a team, Jasper Khawaja. Welcome.
Thank you. Absolute pleasure. I didn't see the game actually this afternoon, but I've seen every game prior to that, so I'm ready to go.
Good, good. Have you given up anything for Lent?
No, the okay. Pod, but that lasted a bit before then as well.
Okay. One man who knows all about giving up things for Lent is, he'd have to have that sort of mentality of like delayed gratification as a elite football player. The only one of us who's played the game at the highest level, Luke Stamper, is here on the pod as well. Welcome to the pod.
It's very good to be back. I think I can sort of act as a counterpoint to Jasper, because I did watch the game this afternoon, but I haven't seen any other game for about the last 6 months. So good. I think we'll fill in each other's gaps of knowledge pretty nicely today.
Good. Nice.
And did you give up anything for Lent?
I gave up my bike because it got stolen. So inadvertently gave up cycling for Lent.
Okay. Oh wow. Okay. Has he given up anything? Has he given up on life? Our fan on the road at the J Doggy Dog is here. Has he given up?
Good to be here. No, I haven't given up on life quite yet. Still going strong. But I have, in the month of Lent, or Oxford United have given up on their playoff hopes, and with it, my love of football.
Wow.
So maybe, yeah, for Lent. But it's Easter Day. He has risen, so hopefully an Easter miracle can happen.
Good. How many points off the playoffs are we then?
Well, if we win all our games in hand, we could get 81 points, which any other year you'd be like top of the playoffs. But this year, that's probably not going to be enough. And even then, we're probably going to win one game.
They can't catch the Mighty Wednesday.
They just can't.
Shall we start with FA Cup semi-finals then, Jasper? The game yesterday, first of all, did you watch it? If you did,
yes.
What did you think of it?
I think... As a neutral, you want to see for a start the best teams, the best players playing against each other, and that was a bit of a letdown. Obviously, injuries to Kevin, it seemed, and Walker in midweek, but then I don't know what the Rodri, Laporte, and especially Edison situation was. So that I just thought Liverpool dominated first half and killed it. Second half, some good sort of fighting back, but never really looked like it was going to happen until the last couple of minutes where they might have nicked a goal. But yeah, I think last week's Liverpool-Man City was like a top, top quality game. The game yesterday, there were more, even Liverpool, I didn't think, were as kind of clinical as good as last week in some ways. They had more of the ball and they controlled the game. But it just seemed like they both had Champions League in midweek. It wasn't quite the highest level, unlike Luke.
Unlike what?
It wasn't Luke's Luke level.
Was the team selection, was he throwing it away? Or was his hand forced, as they say?
I think he just threw it away. Just very careless from him. Is Edison, what's up with Edison? Is he fine?
No, it's cupkeeper.
Yeah, he wasn't very good, was he?
No.
You know, I saw the highlights. It's his fault, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there was Alan Shearer said he thought maybe he was at fault for all three Liverpool goals. Johnny, you're a goalie expert of sorts.
Do you
agree with that analysis?
I think potentially. I think the last one, he maybe should have saved it, but I think you wouldn't be surprised had Edison let that one in. But the first, I mean, second one, obviously, at fault. First one, he just didn't go for it, which was always weird when a keeper kind of doesn't even move, and it looked like he could have got it. But it's also, I mean, Pep's done it a few times, but he just doesn't change it when it's not working until really late. And then when he brought on Mahrez, he then set up the goal, and they looked much more dangerous, but he waits for ages. But surely, when it's not working, bring on your magical men.
Jasper, as a coach, I mean, are you sometimes at the sidelines just, you know, frozen? You know, can't decide what to do, so you do nothing. Is that what he's doing?
No, I feel like my internet is freezing a little bit at the moment. But me as a coach, no, not so much. I'm quite an active coach, I would say. The example is, I mean, it's been a few years since I coached, but in the famous County Cup final, we were winning 4-1. I put on our worst player. It was quickly they came back to make it 4-3, and I pulled him straight off. I couldn't wait any longer, and then we did go on to win. So that's my approach to coaching. Yeah,
okay. Active decision making. Okay. Yeah, I certainly as a Liverpool fan, I sort of it was nice to win, but you in terms of the chat, we're thinking about potentially a Champions League final. I know we're not there yet, but thinking if Liverpool just sort of scrape 3-2 against this Man City B team, have they got a chance, you know, in 90 minutes against the Man City A team? That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, well, it was 2-2 against the Man City A team.
So they probably do have a chance because 2-2 is pretty close, isn't it? Could go either way at 2-2.
Okay.
It could, but I would say City were quite a lot better than Liverpool. Like, it was 2-2, but with City probably shouldn't have scored, or they should have scored at least one more, I think. But if it was at Anfield, Liverpool always look like they could maybe score a few more. Where's the Champions League final?
When?
Where?
Where? You can tweet us at Pilot Pundit.
That's probably not at Anfield though, so we can discount that factor.
Paris.
Le Parc de France?
Le Stade de France.
Le Stade de France.
Yeah, in the Paris suburb of... Yeah, it's fine. So, yeah, it's in Paris.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, some people say quadruple, but that's ridiculous. Because are Man City going to win the league, Luke?
Based off the league table, looks like it. Looks like it at the moment.
Yep.
Have a quick look at the matches on the run-in.
Running, City certainly got the easier running, I would say.
They'll probably win it then, won't they? I guess, you know, if we're being, you know, if we're basing it off that.
Johnny, can we base it off anything else?
Yeah, you can base it off heart and desire, I think. That's okay. The only, that's the most reliable source for me.
Where do you think that's lying?
Well, I think you would have to say after the FA Cup, the heart and desire has to be given to Liverpool, I guess. Unless they've used up too much heart and desire and then get the FA Cup final as well and so become too emotional and mess up. So yeah. I think although, yeah, too much heart and desire, City win the league, is what I'm saying.
It's a great point because the FA Cup is an incredibly emotional cup, isn't it? Out of all cups, yes. Probably the most emotional. Yeah. And I can see that draining Liverpool players. Yeah, I've done it. I can't see them coming back from that.
But the FA Cup, the FA Cup finals after the end of the season, though.
But all their focus will be going towards it.
One eye on the cup. You need to keep both eyes on the ball.
Is the Champions League an emotional cup?
It can be. Yeah, it can be extremely emotional as well. Which means City also have to deal with some aspects of emotional challenges, which means I don't know who's third. Chelsea, maybe.
Yeah, we really need our emotions expert.
No,
at this
they're
point,
in the FA Cup as well. Yeah,
we're struggling without the emotions expert.
Hopefully, he'll be back for our next pod in 6 months' time. Luke, if you were a betting man, Would you put money on Man City? Where would your money go? You've got £100, okay?
£100.
Got three bets you can make.
Three bets.
And you've got one bet on the FA Cup, one bet on the one bet on the Champions League final, and one bet on the league. You don't have to bet in every match, but you've got to spend £100.
Okay, so it could all go on one.
Yes.
But either way, £100 has to get spent.
Yes.
Put it all on the Champions League.
And who to win?
It seems more exciting that way, you know? League, it's a slow burner. Champions League, all in one.
Who to win, though? Who to win?
Who to win?
Yeah.
Villarreal.
Fuck it out.
Yeah.
You know, it would be the best story, wouldn't it?
It would.
And, you know, that's...
He would...
What was that?
You would make the most money, I assume. The odds.
Yeah, I'd make the most. You know, if I'm a betting man, yeah, I think I'm going to be tempted by those odds. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Okay.
I'm not a good thing man. You're not a betting man, Luke.
Johnny, same question to you. Try and look at it from less of a like financial and more of a footballing analysis.
Well, let's see. So my football analysis. Two teams can win a game, so it's 50-50.
Yeah.
You've had Chelsea, Liverpool already played in a cup final. Liverpool won that, so obviously Chelsea will win that. So I'll put £50 on Chelsea to win FA Cup.
Okay.
And then I'll probably just cut my losses, put a tenner each on Liverpool, Man City for the league.
Right.
I'm allowed to do that.
Oh, so you're just going to just match it up then?
I know I'll lose money, but... Yeah, I won't lose that much.
If you sort of find some sort of match betting situation where you can get a free bet.
Yeah, I'll shop around for different deals. And then I think that leaves me with £30 for the Champions League. And yeah, I just put it all on Benzema, really.
Wow. Okay.
Hat-trick
in each. So you wouldn't make a winning team. You'd just make Benzema to score X amount of goals. Bet.
Yeah, and I'd probably throw in like, you know, three corners.
Yeah,
like that as well, just to get a bit more money.
Right. Okay.
So not from a financial perspective.
Jasper, I'm tempted to ask you the same question.
Yeah, I'd probably go for how many games are left in the Premier League?
Seven? Six for some people?
I reckon there'll be 50 plus goals in the remainder of the Premier League.
Seven games, yeah. So hang on, you're gonna bet that?
Yeah, that's my Premier League bet, £30.
50 plus goals in all the remaining games.
Yeah.
That's some incredibly quick working out you've done there.
Yeah, I just plucked a number out. I don't really know what the odds are. I think the Champions League, who have we got left? I mean, Johnny's taking the Benzema bet, which is a great shout. I will go for Jack Grealish hat-trick in the final.
Wow.
There's got to be pretty low odds on that.
So is that a Man City? We go for a Man City win then? In that?
Well, they still lose.
Yeah. Oh,
that would be some fantastic odds. Grealish hat-trick and they lose.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'll go for Grealish hat-trick and they win the final. Okay. And my FA Cup, I think, yeah, what Johnny said, it's Liverpool won the last cup final, so it has to be Chelsea. Just logic, basic logic, really, isn't it?
Okay, very interesting.
What about you, Tom?
£100 on Liverpool to win the league. No, I don't think we're going to win the league. Nice. And I actually think, it's tearing me up inside. I'd actually quite like to win the FA Cup. And I put my money where my heart is.
It's £100 on the FA Cup.
£100 on the FA Cup. Yeah. I haven't even been in the final for 10 years. So, yeah. On the topic of the Champions League, how are we feeling about no away goals rule? Luke, come to you as a player, you know, as someone who's played the game. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying you've got direct experience of the away goals rule. You may. I obviously was very angry that they got rid of the away goals rule. Still am. Still, I will be for some time. are you angry?
Yeah, I'm angry. Because it was the funnest thing about the whole competition almost. Is that, and also like when you explain, it's always fun explaining it to someone.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and then you get things like, oh, imagine every away goal is like 1.0001 of a goal. You know, you get things like that. And then you think, oh, what if they scored 10,000 goals? Then, oh, it's not going to, you know, you get, it's a sort of a fun, it's the funnest thing, basically, about the Champions League was the away goals, and they've taken it away.
Yeah.
And it would make extra time would be more special as well when there's away goals.
And I would just add,
the chances?
Yeah. And you can go in extra time from losing to winning with one goal. Oh, right. Beautiful. Now, for me, it's not rational. You know, we don't have to make some argument why we like it. This is the way it is, and it was fun. You know, you don't have to make it better. You know, Johnny, have they made it better?
I don't think so. Although, with the Chelsea going 3-1 down, it did feel like they had more of a chance when they played the second round, but. I even heard a commentator vying for they should bring it back just for extra time, which is a funny thing because now you get too much of an advantage because you've got a home crowd when you're in extra time.
Wait, so it could go to extra time and suddenly one team would then be winning when extra time starts, even when they were drawing at the end of 90 minutes?
Yeah,
It would have to be extra goals.
Oh, so if you score a goal in extra time.
Yeah, which would be even more fun to explain as well, I guess.
That's so pretty like clever, actually, Johnny.
So it'd be like a nil-nil. You start again at that point.
Yeah, but away goals count.
Yeah.
Or you could say away goals count double an extra time.
Jasper, can you give us like a UEFA lizard man perspective, devil's advocate sort of, you know, what did the lizard people think? Why have they made this decision? If you were a lizard person...
I remember actually seeing a long time ago some arguments for doing it. Now, let me try and remember what they were. I think there were some stats to support that actually it didn't make that much of a difference, home or away, in the Champions League. Like, it wouldn't have changed many results. I still don't know why you would do it, but that... I can't really remember.
Okay.
The recent games, are there any examples in which it would have changed the game more?
The only thing is, like, when Benzema scores in the extra time, I mean, it's hard to know how much. But then Chelsea didn't score. They still would have wanted to score. I can't think of any, to be honest.
You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Can you remember any? I don't know. I guess
there
time would...
There's still been some quite big shocks, haven't there? Or have there? You know, like recent Champions League years, there have been some massive shots.
Yeah.
But then,
I just wonder if...
I don't know.
They brought it in, didn't they, so that you wouldn't be too defensive away, right? Is that correct?
I think so.
Now...
Yeah, I think that's it, isn't it?
By all accounts, it's achieved its goal. Away goal. Oh, wait.
Wouldn't you want to be more defensive at home?
Yeah. So to make it, the game more attacking, more goals, you know? So we got to that point. We've had some really great Champions League seasons. They thought, okay, we don't need the rule anymore. We'll get rid of it. And then 10 years' time, you'll be watching Barcelona 0, Liverpool 0.
Oh, right, you're saying the reason they brought it in... Was
guys, our meeting is going to end in 10 minutes.
No, it just keeps running.
Yeah, we'll just... we'll be fine. You're saying they brought it in to stop teams being too defensive away. Because when with the away goals, will there be like less attack away?
Why they brought it in, yeah.
But then at home, you're like, we better attack at home because our fans want us to attack. So it's supposed to make everyone attack all the time. And now they've got rid of it.
It's a weird thing though these days, isn't it? They just tamper with the rules whenever they want. I don't like it. Although it is, I quite like the one where you can pass to your defenders in your own penalty box.
Yeah, I think that's good.
But I just think, why are they fucking messing with everything?
Because they're busy bodies.
It's a dictatorship and it could go badly wrong.
They've got to justify their own salaries, their own roles, their own existence, you know? No one asks for these people to make these decisions. They're not accountable to anyone. They're just a bunch of pricks.
No.
Sorry, I just.
Don't be sorry.
Although those same type of people probably brought in their away goals in the first place.
Maybe they did.
That's the innovation.
Maybe they did, you know? Maybe they did. Okay. Let me just upgrade our Zoom so we don't have to end this meeting in 8 minutes.
I thought it lets you just go, doesn't it?
You used to back in the pandemic days. They were feeling generous, but now.
This might be a good time to. This meeting now has unlimited minutes. Might be a good time for me to remind you as a listener that you can subscribe to us on Spotify, yeah? And you can also... Our last episode got 167 listens, views.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those people probably just kept listening to it because they were expecting... They probably tuned in each week and just kept pressing play, I'd imagine.
Yeah. And we got
It's been about 50 weeks. Weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah,
I guess three people.
So I got a little. It's not really a game, actually. To be fair, I'm not going to call it a game. You know that in the semi-final, the Man City Atletico, where there was like the big brawl at the end. Yes or no?
Yeah.
The commentator said you hate to see it. You hate to see it. Jasper, do you hate to see it?
No, I love to see it.
Luke, do you hate to see it, Luke?
No, I don't think you do hate to see it. You'd hate to see it every game. you know, put a bit of spice now and then.
Do you hate to see it?
Yeah, no one wants to see that, to be honest. I'm a firm believer.
Yeah, if you think if it happened every game, you'd be like, oh, not this again.
Yeah, but it would get a bit boring. You'd be like, I'm here to watch football, not a little squabble. You know, if you want to watch a sport where people have a squabble every game, you watch ice hockey or something.
Okay.
If it happened every game, they'd probably get players like an ice hockey dedicated squabblers. And there'd be the tactics of, does the manager bring on the, like, intimidating
bring on the squabbler.
The thing is, there's a difference within your squabbles, isn't there? Like, if it's just two players going head to head and then one of them dies to the ground, slightly funny, but this had a lot of great moments. The Grealish, careful. Foden being dragged along the ground.
Yeah.
You know, these are classic moments.
That's true. And Grealish, probably the classicist ever moment is head to chest, you know? Zidane headbutt. Like, no one wants to see that.
You hate to see it.
That might be the exception.
Yeah. Grealish actually was getting his hair pulled in the first leg as well. Mm. I mean, he does sort of deserve it, really.
I think you want skinheads really in football.
If you've got hair like that. And it also...
That's why it's great to see all around.
If there was a referendum tomorrow, would you vote for Grealish to have his hair chopped off or remain?
Oh, remain, I think. Because otherwise you wouldn't see it, would you? And we've established that we don't actually hate to see it.
Okay.
Shut up, you Ramona. Chop it off.
Where do you think the nation would go?
I think the skinhead is a you know, proper football tradition that we want to keep going, really.
Where would the nation go, though? You didn't answer my question. Where would the nation go?
They would go over the evidence and vote Brexit. I mean, skinhead.
Yeah, I think they would chop it off, the nation.
Okay. I've got a list of other things to talk about here, one of which being Chelsea. I mean, Chelsea Palace, that was boring. Did you watch it, Jasper?
No, that was the only game I've missed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Luke, you care to summarise it for us?
Well, I was watching it, but I was also doing other things at the same time, because it was boring. Palace, they had some chances in the first half. They could have taken the lead at some point, and then they just sort of faded away, and Chelsea came into a bit more and probably deserved it by the end. But not the most exciting game.
No. Vieira, Johnny, you've done a good job by all accounts.
Yeah. Well, I think they normally don't go for the defensive, don't they? But I think they did in this one.
I do have some insight on, you know, not to step into the place of either the fan on the road or our emotions officer who's not here. But last weekend, actually, I was on the train back from Sheffield to Brighton, and a lot of Palace fans on the way back from their loss against Leicester. So that, you know, it was an interesting look into the hearts and minds of behind Crystal Palace.
Did you gain any inside knowledge?
Yeah, they were all quite happy about, you know, obviously sad in the moment, but singing happily about how they were going to Wembley, which I guess they have gone now. So they were looking forward to the semi-final, it can be said. There was one old guy who talked to me for a while. I'm not actually sure if he was a Palace fan or if he just liked football in general, because he talked about going to games big and small all over the place.
A true fan on the road.
The real definition of a fan on the road. He was not a fan of sort of online tickets and stuff. He preferred everything in paper. I think he said emails were a bit much for him. But his daughter normally managed to sort out something to get him into the football.
Okay.
And then some younger fans as well. So across the age spectrum. They were throwing bits of cookie about.
You hate to see it.
You hate to see that. And also talking about the location of a pyro, which I believe is, I think it's not a flare, but it's, you know, something in that sort of category. I think it maybe causes smoke. And there was a debate about who had it and whether it was going to be deployed at Wembley.
Oh, nice. Wow, Luke.
Wow, that is big.
Yeah.
contact Crime Stoppers anonymously. Share that intelligence. Intel. You hate to see that as well. Smoke bombs.
I'm quite intrigued about that old guy. It seems like he was a fan of the road rather than a fan of the road.
Wow.
Yeah,
go wherever the road took
very
him.
Very much so.
Johnny could learn a thing or two from him.
Ooh.
What was there to left to learn?
Oh, just to follow the road, see where it takes you, not follow one team on the road.
Oh, I guess that's true, yeah.
Didn't play N'Golo Kanté in the semi-final. I thought that was a bit weird. What's that all about?
Well, they've had Champions Leagues, haven't they? Champo League. I don't know.
Is he a bit tired?
It is. I mean, the FA Cup is weird because they sit. You know, they don't often play their strongest team, even though you would think it could kind of save their season a little bit because they're nailed on for top four. And if they get into the final, they're logically going to win it. So you think that's the semi-finals that in really their final.
Yeah, it's still been a bit of a second season though for them. Syndrome for Tuchel, you know. Sort of, they last year you couldn't really score against them, and now people were just scoring for fun against them. Kanté. I meant to lead into a game with it, so. That's why I brought him up, but I just messed it up. So what I was going to say was something along the lines of Kanté. You'd want a whole team of Kantés, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And that leads me on to this game, and it's called A Whole Team Of.
Yes.
The real answer to this is Andy Wing, by the way.
Right, okay. Let me just lay out the rules. You've got to each now come up with a whole team, one player who you think a whole team of would be the best. You can't have Messi and you can't have Ronaldo. Those are the ground rules. And they have to be dead or alive. So that's fine, actually. And then what we're going to do is we'll do two semi-finals, Johnny against Luke and then me against Jasper, and we'll go to the final, and we got to decide who's going to win.
Simulation.
Well, I don't know. It's mad. So, just have a little time to think about your player, who it's going to be.
It's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
Dead or alive? Does that mean we can say like boring stuff like Pele or someone?
Oh, okay, okay. You know,
maybe we should only keep it alive.
No. Okay.
I mean, Pele is alive.
What?
No top players.
No goats.
Yeah, okay, no one is in that conversation.
But you can have like Van Dijk if you want Van Dijk, you know.
That's not a bad idea.
That's my idea, I'll go with that.
I think I've got mine actually. I think.
Okay. While you're thinking about that, let me remind you that you can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. No one will read your tweet. Because I can't, I think I've been locked out of the Twitter account, but whatever. Okay, let's start. First semi-final in the whole team of World Cup is Johnny's team.
So, obviously, barring goats, can't have Andy Wing because he'd be too good. The pirate himself. And also, he can't really shoot to save his life. So, I decided to cover all positions, or it would just be an interesting experiment as well. I think the answer is Peter Crouch.
Oh, fuck off. Oh,
that's good. That's very good.
He'd probably be a decent goalkeeper. He doesn't have to jump very high. He can just put out a spindly leg and it'll probably reach the bottom corner, even if he's still on the other side. And he could just be pinging balls in all game and he would definitely win a couple of headers against...
Yeah, imagine facing that corner against that team.
Okay. Luke, can you defend the whole team of Peter Crouches?
I don't know. Because I thought, you know, not much went through my head. But I just thought, I'm going to go with Kyle Walker.
Wow.
Because imagine if every player was that quick. It'll be chaotic. There'll be mistakes all over the place. But just like the ball's in behind. It's Kyle Walker. He's there. It's Kyle Walker again. He just gets away with it, you know?
Okay.
And I think has he played in goal? at some point? Is he?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm gonna go with Kyle Walker.
It's a strong argument.
Okay, so who's gonna win out of those two then? Oh, we get to decide, Jasper. I reckon. I think they don't have any say.
Okay. Kyle Walker versus Peter Crouch. They're very, very different. Mm. I can see.
I can see, there being a lot of fouls on
outpacing. I can't see Crouch being able to get many good balls into the box because Walker's just going to be on him everywhere, isn't it?
He only needs one, though.
He only needs one. I think. I can see maybe Crouch getting one goal and Walker getting like a couple of just balls lumped over the top and a run on.
I think Crouch is going to sit deep here, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's going to park the bus.
He's going to go for corners. Every corner's a goal.
County, he's got no pace to counter either.
Even a goal problem. Kick, I think, is dangerous for Crouch. I don't know how far he can kick. Probably quite far. If he takes the goal kick, they could flood the box almost from the goal kick.
The Kyle Walkers are going to win that one, I think. Okay.
Kyle Walkers. Sorry, Jack.
Yeah, they could play a very high line against the Crouches.
I've gone for James Milner.
Nice. Workhorse.
Yeah, because they often say he could play every position. Seven out of ten every position. So it's going to be solid, our team. It's going to be well organised.
Yeah, I went. Sorry. I went for Yaya Toure, actually.
Whoa.
I think they probably played together a bit at City. Because I think he played centre back at some points. So he could hold in midfield and attack in midfield. Mm. I think there's enough to get goals. Pretty quick, strong, tall as well. Know what he'd be like in goal, I have to say. I think that might be a weakness for him. I can't imagine him.
I don't think he'd be very good in goal. But, chaps, right? Go on, Johnny.
Well,
Milner probably would be.
This is an interesting one, I think, because
tricky one.
You can see, yeah, Milner is going to be well disciplined. Everyone's going to do their job. They're not going to all want to be in central midfield and not really know what they're doing. But then Yaya Toure has that magic in every single position.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a high-scoring game. But yeah, I think ultimately... I don't know. What do you think, Luke?
That is tricky. I was wondering, when I heard about the team of James Milner, I just wonder what the social dynamic will be on that team. Because I think, you know, I think he likes to be a sort of the experienced player, you know. But when they're all like that, you know, he's got no one to be experienced to.
That's a good point.
So he might lose a bit of an existential crisis, I think. At least some of the James Milners will. And I think that might sway in favour of the Tories. They're just going to be having a good time.
Fair enough. Yeah, the Milners, they're going to be barking, because he barks orders, Milner, you know. He's experienced, he's in charge. If they're all doing that to each other all the time, it's going to be carnage.
Yeah. I also wonder if they'd spend the whole game passing to each other, setting each other up. No one ever taking the final
finish. Yeah. Okay. So what, are you going with Toure then?
I think the Toures are going to score a few bangers and run away with it.
It's a Toure-Walker final.
Yeah.
Should we do a third, fourth place playoff though? Milner versus Crouch.
Ooh,
that is a.
It's going to be more of a balanced game than the Walker Crouch. It's going to be.
Yeah, I think maybe after the semi final, the Milners might settle in a bit more and learn. You know, they might learn from their mistakes a bit of the complete chaos of orders. And general helpfulness, but no actual goals.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to be a bit tougher to face for Crouch.
Yeah, I think the Milners would beat Crouch.
Crouchy man. Fourth place.
I think the Milners, but I, I can foresee a Crouch bicey.
Yeah, there's going to be at least one banger from a Crouch. In
just
that
imagine 11 Crouches doing the robot.
Okay, the final. Luke, simulation.
It's one of my teams.
Oh crap!
So
I take it back. Johnny, simulation.
Well, this is another interesting one, because you've got Walkers, the pace merchants, going to be creating a lot of chances, scoring a lot of goals, but also making a lot of mistakes and giving the ball to a lot of players who can really capitalize on those mistakes.
Sorry to interrupt, but remember when he came on in the first game of the Euros, when he had a serious brain injury when he first came on.
Oh, yeah.
He was just kicking the ball out there wherever he got it.
He got heat stroke, I think.
Yeah, heat stroke, that's it. Yeah.
It might depend on the climate that they're playing in.
So what is the temperature?
Oh yeah, it's in Saudi Arabia for sure.
Oh,
That's a blow to the Walkers.
Yeah. You got a team full of discombobulated Walkers, can't hit a pass straight. I think Torre's going to run away with it.
Oh, excellent!
I would agree. I agree. I actually think the Torre's that is a good pick, man, because they'd be so solid at the back. People used to say he was a bit lazy, didn't they? But I think that was harsh, because there was only one Torre, you know.
Yeah, but now there isn't only one Torre.
But he could afford to be lazy in that in those teams sometimes.
But was that because he had a team of other people running around? Now it's a team of lazy Torres.
I think one of the Torres would step up and do some running.
you might still have one Torre who's not pulling his weight.
Yeah, there would be a few luxury players. I think when Torre's put in a more forward position, he's not going to put the work in. But the defensive ones who have been told your role is to stop goals, they would respond quite differently.
We
didn't really consider this throughout the different mentality of the same players put in different positions.
Yeah.
Really add something. Maybe we need to go back and do all the games.
Well, I was going to say, what formation would you play the Torres in?
I think I'd do what comes to mind is a 4-3-3. Don't know why.
What about a 2-2-2-2? That's what I was thinking.
If it's 2-2-2-2, the Walkers, they're playing with wing backs, and they're gonna demolish the 2-2-2-2. I think.
Yeah.
I'll let the Walkers go down the sides. I don't want to leave space down the middle for them to just run through me.
But the thing is, the Walkers are going to be able to play quite high line and quite their wing backs really far forward, because they've got so much pace getting back.
I've kind of changed my. I think Walker's going to get in behind all the time. I can't see Yaya Toure running to catch up with him once he's gone past them.
I think that everyone's going to have to play deep against the Walkers.
But then if the Torres are going to play deep, actually, to be fair, Torre in his prime, he would be galloped the counter-attack. He would be just brushing Walker off, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but there'll be another Walker there already. Everyone he brushes off, two more will take his place.
So are we seriously saying that Kyle Walker would be
He would in cooler conditions, but unfortunately,
it's in Saudi Arabia. So he's
game, Tom.
Maybe we'll have to Oh, I said maybe we'll have to text Otto, see what he thinks, but it's tough. Before we, I don't know, we've been going for like an hour now nearly, but Sean Dyche, Johnny, your obituary to Sean Dyche's Premier League career, let's have it, please.
The man, the legend, the role model, he's won for the ages, makes you cry at a tackle.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's. I think the Premier League is a worse place without him, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But maybe football is in a slightly better place.
Oh.
So the Premier League's got worse, but football around it has somehow got better.
Exactly. It's a difficult concept, but I think that's actually the case. But I also think that it's pretty stupid to sack him now, although they did win today. But surely, even if they go down, he's your man to bring them back up.
I thought it was a draw today.
Was it a draw?
Yeah, I got a feeling I think they missed a pen.
Yeah, it was a draw today.
Yeah, Luke, Burnley's only a town of 80-odd thousand. You know, they shouldn't even be in the Premier League. You know, they're a huge club. And they are... Can you separate Burnley from Sean Dyche, is the question.
Well, I mean, they have, I guess. But, yeah, he does seem to embody everything that they're about. I wonder what's going to happen to them now. You know, Big Sam... We assume it's Big Sam coming in to fill that gap.
We don't know.
Do you know something we don't, Luke?
But, yeah, I don't know what... It'd be interesting to see what their identity is, you know, in the coming weeks and months without him.
Yeah. Jasper, your thoughts?
I disagree with that. I don't think it's interesting at all. I think nothing about Burnley excites me or ever has excited me. Like, I don't think I've ever really, really, very rarely even watched them play because I can't see why I would. I think they shouldn't be in the Premier League. They really should be nowhere near the top league. They're boring. I hope they go down.
Wow. Okay. I would have to disagree with that. Because it's just variation, you know? Life is about different experiences, different cultures, different ways of doing things. You know, if every game was Liverpool against Man City, it would not be as exciting as every so often you've got to play Burnley putting, you know, 10 men behind the ball, fouling you, getting headers, crosses. I think the Premier League is about football in all its forms.
And yeah, I don't mind some teams playing a different way. But Burnley particularly, do they even have any like good players though? Like a single one? I don't know how many I could name. Apart from that ex-Southampton guy. I still can't name him.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's sad. So you don't think it's sad?
No, I don't think it's sad. I do think it is a mistake from them. Because you even actually... maybe not. I was trying to think Sheffield United because they sacked Wilder, didn't they?
They're at ship above point. Middlesbrough now.
Yeah, because they went down and then they were doing very badly, but now they are doing quite well again.
Since yeah, I was just thinking
another manager in, didn't they? So maybe, I don't know. Maybe also, change is good.
Yeah, I think they've got rid of his coaching staff as well. So I don't know if they're trying to firmly get away from his whole style of football, basically.
Probably just wait to the end of the season, though. Always bad if you're a manager, you come in, you have to lose 8 games to start with. It kind of kills off a bit of fan momentum and like what a new manager excitement should be.
He's not really new anymore, I guess, because we haven't done a pod, but Luke Frank Lampard. What's that all about?
Tough times for Frankie.
I'm going to be honest. Where's Frank Lampard? What's he doing?
He's relegating Everton, nearly.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, that is a funny one, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Probably a bad move from everyone, to be honest. From him and the people who put him there. Yeah.
And they're going to stay up, though.
Yeah, it looks like it.
looking to the Everton.
Does this show that Stevie G is better than Lampard then? You know, he's doing better at Villa, isn't he?
I think he's probably a better manager. You could probably... Because he achieved
a managerial ability just crosses to footballing ability.
Yeah, I don't know. What? I'm going to go with no.
What did Lampard?
Sounds pretty justified.
Lampard did all right with Derby, didn't he? With them.
They were sixth the year before he came, and then they were sixth. He got sixth when he managed.
And then he was not very good with Chelsea.
Great stats.
Thank you. I don't think he's very good, basically.
No, I don't think he's that good. His teams can't defend.
Yeah.
Because it always classic, wasn't it? Tuchel came in and then suddenly they could defend, and that was clearly because they had a manager who knew how to defend.
Yeah, there's rarely been as clear a difference, like as quick a difference in a team as
because they just
Lampard's
won the
Tuchel. Yeah,
they just won the Champions League. They walked it as well. They just walked it.
Yeah.
Any gossip?
Well, Luke had.
Yeah, I spilled my gossip early, really.
And violence.
Yeah, in intel. I was gonna say the race for the top four, but I mean,
out of the top four.
Yeah, it's like, who doesn't want it the most, sort of thing. Maybe we talk about that in the next pod.
When we
the
know
next
who's...
season's race for the top four.
I guess from now. As a podcast, we've started to build towards probably the World Cup, right?
Oh, so fucking hell. Yeah.
Far
that's
away.
The World Cup.
Yep.
So it's
where we thrive.
Well, you know, it sort of dawned on me the other day how weird it's going to be because the final is like a week before Christmas.
Yeah. Final is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just think about that for a second.
That's scenes you don't want to see.
You hate to see it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, normally it's hot. Go to a pub. Maybe it rains.
But maybe it'll get you through the winter months quite well.
That's
what Christmas does.
That's what Christmas is for.
Yeah, so replace Christmas.
In January. No, I would like it in January to get over the, you know, the post-Christmas blues.
Yeah, that's a better idea.
December's exciting anyway, you know, you're building up to Christmas.
Building up.
Now I'm going to be so excited in December. I will be, but January is going to be tough.
Well, tough.
Yeah.
Especially if we don't win.
Already. Especially if we don't win. Yeah. Think about post-Euro final. Put us out of a pod for 9 months. Imagine that in January in the dark on your own.
Wow.
That's going to be hard.
It's going to be tough.
But we are going to win, right? So, yeah.
So, but if we win, will that help us through January?
Yeah, because then it will be a two-month party.
It's high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
From an England perspective.
FIFA are messing with us there, aren't they?
They're playing with the hearts and minds of the British public in ways we've never seen before.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for another pod, I think, to preview the World Cup. It's too much to talk about. Got to simulate the whole thing. The groups. We haven't even talked about the groups.
It's an emotional group. We need an emotional expert to talk us through
that. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. We do. Okay, we do. It's a very political group as well. It's very interesting. Very interesting. Very political. But we're not going to talk
with politics
about
brings emotions.
Yes, but not for this pod.
We're very apolitical. It's a difficult line to tread, but boy, do we tread it well.
Yeah, if there was an award for footballing podcasts, I think we'd genuinely have a shout for that one. Especially without Otto.
Yeah.
Okay, I reckon let's wrap this up. We've been going for an amount of time.
Did we want to quickly see if Otto has an opinion on the Touré final?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure,
okay.
He gets back to us or not in the next sort of.
Have we texted him?
No, we haven't.
Oh, okay.
No. If he doesn't get back to us in time, we can always tweet it.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
And our listeners should send in their one-man teams too.
I reckon he's going to be eating dinner at this current time.
Yeah, it's classic.
8 o'clock.
But it's a great time. Conversation starter for
everyone.
Yeah, but he might get
there.
I mean, I haven't even typed this out yet.
Yeah,
I'm sure he will reply with Andy Wing, to be honest, but he doesn't know the rule that you can't pick him.
A whole team of Kyle Walkers.
Oh, were you asking him to pick the answer or put forward his team?
Oh, who would win? A whole team of Yaya Torres or a whole team of Kyle Walkers?
Oh, I more want him to... And who would he put forward as a one-man team?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we could put that as an extra bit.
Yeah, and then we just wait for his reply.
Yeah, I think
however long it is.
We sit here in silence until he comes to.
Oh, he's typing.
Simulation? He's typing. Is he? What a guy.
Yaya Toure, 100%.
He hasn't thought that through.
Yes.
That was too quick a decision.
And how do I phrase this next question of who was legit?
He was having the conversation the other day.
These specific teams as well.
Kyle Walker did come up.
Who would you pick?
So he's justified your pick though, Luke.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. I'm happy.
Oh, he picked Yaya as well.
Okay, if you couldn't...
Yaya was his pick.
If you couldn't pick Yaya... Oh.
They must have done that as well, Johnny.
Oh, Kevin, yeah. Kevin would be really good.
Yeah, Kevin.
Ooh. Steven Gerrard.
That would be a crazy formation. They'd all be running. There'd be no structure to it.
No, that'd be well organised.
They'd be pinging long balls to each other across.
Okay. Well, with that.
With that conclusive moment.
He's not a fan of your pick, Johnny.
Well, he hasn't heard the whole...
He says, what the fuck, kick him off the pod.
He hasn't heard the game plan.
No. You'll have to take that with him.
Yeah, I'll talk to him about it then.
You talk to him. And we'll talk next time on this pod. Thanks very much. Thank you and goodbye to Jasper Kawaja.
Oh, thank you very much and goodbye. What a pleasure to be back.
We'll see you next time. Thank you and goodbye to Luke Stamper. And in fact, before you go, Luke, Otto says, did Luke choose Kante, I bet?
Well, no, I chose Walker. So you can tell him I didn't choose Kante.
And he also said, did he choose Messi? Messi was not allowed. Luke chose Walker.
But yeah, thank you and goodbye. It's been a pleasure. And I look forward to the next one.
Yes. And Johnny, thank you and goodbye. And happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Christmas as well, because we missed that. Thank you and goodbye yourself.
And it's thank you and goodbye from me. Thank you and goodbye.